This is an interview with George Crimmy from Crimmy Oil Company on the location, the survey company, of the first well that was drilled in the Pine Hill community.
According to Bulletin 759 by A.E. Fath of the Oklahoma United States Geological Survey, on the geology of the Bristol Quadrangle in Creek County, Oklahoma, which was printed in 1925, but the work began on it, field work for it began in 1915. The first well drilled in 1709 was drilled in section 36 by Oklahoma Natural Gas Company. They found a gas sand at a depth of 990 to 1,010 feet, which would be, I'm sure, the Cleveland sand, and they encountered an initial flow of 7 million cubic feet a day. They turned the gas into their 12-inch line, which at that time ran through just south of where that well would be, and carried gas to Oklahoma City from the oil fields of eastern Oklahoma. In 1917, the well was reopened after having been shut down for some time, and at that time its open flow capacity was 350,000 cubic feet a day and the rock pressure was 375 pounds. It was the second successful well in the Bristol Quadrangle, according to Fath. In 1913, another well was drilled in 1709 in section 29. And also in 1913, a well was drilled in section 33-179. And unless I'm wrong, that well in section 33 was the well they called the Hoppy Toad well, because it was drilled by the Hoppy Toad Oil Company, which was one of the companies of the Freeland brothers. They had an interest in it. Glenn Freeland worked on that well, and my brother Harlan and I are married to sisters. Their father, F.S. Freeland, worked on that well in 1913 out on Wild Horse Prairie, just north of Highway 66, and was drilling on it and caught I've forgotten whether it's typhoid or some ailment, and didn't finish completing the well. And he's told us about where the well is. I know exactly where it is, on the north side of the road in Wild Horse Prairie. So those are the first three wells drilled, according to Fath.